And now it's our feature, which this week was written by Lee Cousins of the RSPB. Next month is a very special one for one of East Anglia's best-loved nature reserves. RSPB Strumpshaw Fen will be celebrating its 40th birthday with a big wild party. Lee Cousins tells the eventful story of a place known affectionately as Strumpy. And George McPierce reads Lee's story.
It was back in 1973 that a conversation took place that was to change the face of nature in Norfolk. The eminent Broads expert, Dr. Martin George, whose house overlooks the Strumpshaw Fen, and landowner Wesley Key, together asked the RSPB to create a nature reserve to bring the neglected landscape back to life. The Fen, in the heart of the Yare Valley, 6 miles outside of Norwich, had seen better days. But then again, so had nature in this part of the Broads. The roots of the problem went back to the outset of the First World War, when the demands of the conflict led to local young men being called away to the front line. That, in turn, meant many of the Fens were abandoned. Through lack of human activity, the Fens started to scrub over, and the complex system of ditches began to silt up. The many wildlife species that relied on the annual ebb and flow of the farming year gradually began to disappear. Wildlife in the Broads had already suffered from a variety of factors, including commercial exploitation of species, the killing of beautiful great-crested grebes, so that their feathers could be used to decorate ladies' hats, had sparked the birth of the RSPB. Together with the arrival of mass tourism and the pressure on environment, through the changes in farming practices. It was time for nature to fight back. In 1975, the lease was signed and the RSPB Strumpshaw Fen was born. Mike Blackburn, the first RSPB warden, began the huge task of clearing willow and undertaking other traditional conservation techniques with the help of a small number of volunteers. 3 years later, the reserve was formally open to visitors and saw just 346 people in the first year. But improvement works continued, and as the reserve gained in facilities and natural attractions, in 1980, excavation of the new Broad and recreation of the old Broad started. The reception hide was opened in the same year. In 1982, access was improved with the completion of the circular trail around the Fen. The hard work paid off, with visitors' numbers up to 14,000 by 1986. In 1969, work began on improving the reed bed to encourage the return of that iconic Broad species, the bittern. 5 years later, staff, volunteers and visitors heard the unmistakable and thrilling sound of a male booming. They had succeeded. There have been setbacks. One heartbreaking incident was in 2006, when a big tidal surge killed many fish and brought home to reserve staff the challenges of climate change. But by 2010, there were record wildlife counts, including 37 pairs of bearded tits, 17 pairs of snipe, 2 nesting bitterns, and 5 breeding pairs of marsh harriers. The reserve had now reached more than 20,000 visitors in the year. 2 years later, the rare Fen Raaf spider was successfully reintroduced to Cantley Marshes, with 480 spider nurseries recorded 3 years later. In 2013, Strumpshaw had a record number of swallowtail larvae too. So where do we stand today? Thanks to nature reserves like Strumpshaw Fen, from a position where these species have become extinct in the 19th century, there are now more than 150 booming male bitterns and approximately 450 breeding pairs of marsh harriers in the UK. By the 1970s, otters had all but disappeared. Today, they have returned to their former range throughout the UK. Now urgent work is being focused on the plummeting population of cuckoos, turtle doves, breeding lapwing, and a range of other endangered species and habitats. The reserve is now home to an incredible 90 species of breeding birds, more than 400 different moths, and 30 kinds of butterflies. including that iconic swallowtail. 21 types of dragonfly and damselfly, and 550 wildflower species, including 8 orchids. Of course, none of this has just happened, making RSPB Strumpshaw Fen a great place for wildlife and people is down to the dedication of 12 RSPCB staff and an incredible 80 volunteers who devote about 4,800 hours of their time each year. Together, they've taken over the fen from a neglected, scrubbed-over, forgotten piece of Norfolk and made it to a special place, much beloved by visitors, volunteers and staff. In an ever-changing world, though, the future of these iconic wetland habitats and wildlife cannot be taken for granted. With a team at Strumpshaw Fen of 2 full-time wardens and a small army of volunteers, the fen, reed bed and woodland are managed on a rotational basis in line with a management plan which aims to benefit all wetland species. In winter, reed beds are cut on rotation to encourage strong reed growth. Areas of scrub are removed to keep the fen open. Areas of woodland are thinned to create glades for woodland flowers and insects, and ditches are slubbed out to keep them open for specialist wetland plant and insects. The focus switches in the summer. Fens are cut on rotation during this season to encourage a more diverse community of plants. Summer is also when a range of birds and wildlife surveys are undertaken to inform the practical work needed. This ongoing cycle of management echoes the farming year from years gone by, but now the aim is to create the best wildlife yield possible. Without this, often heavy labour to manage the reserve, scrub will once again colonise the open fen and wildlife would begin to disappear again, as it did all those years ago. The world continues to change, and the team at Strumpshaw Fen know that they cannot rest on their laurels. New threats to wildlife are always arising, and the RSPB continue to be proactive to protect iconic broad wildlife. The vision of the folk at RSPB Strumpshaw Fen is clear. The next 40 years must focus on the continued well-being of the special wildlife they look after and the well-being of the people who come to enjoy it. For more information on all events and activities at RSPB Strumpshaw Fen, visit www.rspb.org.uk/Strumpshaw Fen.